Hello, Jonah.
Hey, Rangel.
Hey, Jonah.
I'm calling regarding this comment I'm reading from Myra from like 4 hours ago.
Let me see.
Eleanor Gant.
Gant, okay.
All right, this is something that you can try to handle. If you need, I'll get involved also.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the aide is claiming that they're supposed to, they have already gotten PTO and that they got paid, right? Okay, the only record of a vacation is in February, they both went to Florida.
Okay.
When that happened, they were asked if they were going to continue servicing, and they said yes, they're just accompanying to Florida. That's not what we're talking about. The aide wants to leave the client and still get paid now. Okay,
Right.
so you have to initially have a conversation with the aide and explain to the aide the reason we don't give PTO, nor have we ever, is because we make about $1.50 to $1.50 an hour. If we were to give 2 weeks of PTO to every single aide, we could just close the agency.
Exactly. Yeah.
There isn't enough money to give PTO in home care. We don't make $7 an hour. This is Medicaid funded. We make
Okay.
like a little bit, but we have, you know, tens of thousands of hours a week, so it adds up. But if I were to give one aide PTO, I must give all. That's the law
Exactly.
in America. Any benefits have to be equal for all hourly employees. If I give one person PTO, I give everybody PTO by law. And that would shut the company instantly. There is, that I'm aware of, Medicaid funded home care agencies in Pennsylvania. I only know of one that gives PTO. They're called Beata. They're the biggest home. They're the biggest care agency in the United States, multi-state, and they will give you PTO because they have nurses working for them that they also need. They have to give PTO, and since nurses are also hourly very often, that's that. And their health care is the best also because their health insurance is also really good. Because their health insurance has to be the same for all the employees because it's a benefit.
Makes
But
sense.
the way they're able to operate is they pay much lower rates than everybody. So they're making more money
Yeah.
and you'll get your better benefits, but you won't have money. They pay $10, $11 an hour, you know, they don't pay a lot. That's the story. So we would love to give PTO. There is literally
Course.
not enough money in it to give them. Right, they can and tell them they should feel free to call other agencies and ask if they do PTO, because if they find one and the agency agrees to give them the same rate as we do, they should go. But they're going to have a very hard time finding that because no agency can do that and maintain operations. It's not
Okay.
possible. That's the conversation you need to have, is you're asking for more than we're able to pay. That's the bottom line. And I can't give PTO to everyone. The owners want to make a little money also. Just the staffing for PTO, we've got almost 1,000 clients. Just the staffing, right, for the 10 aides a week that go on PTO, 20 aides a week that go on PTO would murder us. I would need a whole team just for staffing,
Yeah, that's so
right?
much.
So
Yeah.
that has to have a conversation. Also, again, they went on vacation in February, but it wasn't that the aide left without the client. The client went with the aide, or the
Okay,
aide
that's
went
why
with
I
the
checked.
client. Right, because that's they weren't, I mean, you were working. It was a workcation.
And the
But
service coordinator was aware of it.
yes,
That's
we
okay.
always clear it with them. So this is not what they're asking for now. Now they're asking to just not work and get paid. We can't do that. Because if we would give you 1 week's pay, right? Just 1 week's pay. How much is this? Eleanor Gant? I'll give you real-time numbers also. You can share them with whoever you want. Eleanor Gant. We've got a Philly case doing 70 hours a week from
70.
her son. Her son is Liberty. And Liberty is making $14 an hour, which is $21 an hour overtime. 14 times 40,
980, right?
560, and 21 times 30 plus 560, 1190. So his gross paycheck's 1190. right? We pay after payroll taxes $1,320 because of our payroll taxes. The government taxes us to pay someone. As a total, we make, and then there's overhead. The office overhead is about $2 an hour. So that's another $140.
Mm-hmm.
That's an average. Call it $1,450. That's how much the case is costing us. And we make $21.52 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making $56 a week on the case, right? I give him $1,200. That's 24 weeks of profit. It takes us 24 weeks to make the money for his PTO.
Okay.
A week. So you're asking for more than home care is currently able to provide. And this is true of any agency. This is nothing to do with us. The only thing you could do is you could try to find an agency which is so small that their operating expenses are really low.
Mm-hmm.
Since their operating expenses are really low, they can either afford to pay more per hour, right, or give a small amount of PTO to, like, let's say they give like an hour a week to every single aide. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
Like something really small or a combination of that. Maybe you can try to find someone, but I'm not aware of any agency that does that. People don't run home care agencies to make $40,000 a year in America. And that's what you would be pretty much not making enough money to make it workable as an owner by giving PTO. So that conversation has to be had by the aide, to the aide, not the client. And then tell them, please call other agencies and ask them what the benefits are. We encourage it. We're not trying. We're trying to be competitive.
Okay. So I can say that, like, you can try to find another agency. That's okay. You can let us know.
Not those. Don't say it like that. You could say, we encourage you to call other agencies and ask them how their PTO works.
Okay.
For Medicaid funded, not for private pay. For Medicaid funded, there's no aides that receive PTO on Medicaid funded.
Okay. Okay.
On a Medicaid case, it just doesn't exist.
Good. I'm gonna follow up with the aides.
Very good.
I wanted to ask you, Jonah, before you we hang up.
Yep.
Were you able to solve the issue with Valeria's ready for coordination checkboxes?
No, but I'll be working a full day Sunday.
Okay.
And I'll resolve it then. And I plan on giving out cases to supplement people next week. Okay. I'm going to be working a full day Sunday, and I will fix it first thing.
Okay. Thank you, Jenna.
New York screwed it up very badly. It's going to take me a few hours.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be, because I'm not here Tuesday and Wednesday next week, because of the holiday,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure to take care of it.
All right. Okay.
Okay? Because I know
Perfect.
It's coming in fast. I know.
Yeah. Well, you know, no worries. Thank you.
No problem.